Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesday. My name is Wendy Douglas, and this is where we do our best to give you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri, in less than 10 minutes. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd of 2021, and we're excited you could join us. We encourage you to send an email to virtualcarthage@gmail.com with any of your information that you'd like us to include in our reports. We do have a winner from last week. Robin Creason entered our contest and shared a weather meme with us, and we sent her a gift card this morning. So if you take some time and leave us a meme in the comments here, we're going to draw another winner. So far, we've awarded everyone who's entered, but I'd be excited to see more memes this week. Our sponsor today is Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance, and Jeff does so much to support local news and Carthage News Online. We really appreciate his time, and we encourage you to reach out to Jeff with any of your insurance needs. He's on the corner of Chestnut and Garrison, and he's a great guy to talk to. And with that, we're going to turn to our headlines, and John Hacker will deliver those.
Hey everybody. How's everybody? Is everybody warming up out there? Weather's kind of moderating. We're looking at temperatures in the 60s. A little better than last week at this time when we were looking at temperatures in the zeros. Zeros are never fun. Unless you're a polar bear. Anyway, what's going on in the area? Oh, some tragic news out of Avila. Police or Sheriff's Department responded to report of two people found dead in a home on Greenfield Street in Avila. Turned out to be a pretty complicated case. The suspect, Kevin C. Johnson of Reeds, has been arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree murder and two counts of armed criminal action. According to the probable cause affidavit, he says he went to that home in Avila to see his girlfriend. But when he got there, the two people, to two victims in that home, told him they had killed his girlfriend. Newton County was investigating at this time a homicide in the northwestern part of their county. So, very complicated situation. Johnson is charged with the deaths of Mason McClure, of that home in Avila, and Nicole Hodges of Joplin. And no first, of course, now starts the long court journey. Investigation is continuing. Still waiting autopsy results on final autopsy results on all of the victims involved. And Jasper County and Newton County are working together on this case. Other interesting news around Carthage. City is considering moving the farmers market. I think a lot of people go up to the square to shop, to buy in the spring and summer and winter, spring and summer and fall. Go up to the northwest corner of the square to buy fresh produce from Wilson Farms on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The city is in early discussions about possibly moving that farmers market to Central Park. The thought is, they'd like to expand it. They'd like to add different things to it. There isn't a lot of space to do that and not mess up parking, especially on Wednesdays, in on the square. So possibly the consideration is, let's move it down to 7th Street, between Central Park and the library, and give some space for different programs, maybe more vendors. Like, definitely like to add more vendors to that. Like to maybe use the park for entertainment on some Wednesdays and Saturdays, maybe even especially some Saturdays. Maybe let a couple of food trucks set up there. It's right now it's a consideration. The city council still has to discuss it and its public services committee and its public safety committee. So it's not final, but it looks like a pretty strong possibility. We'll keep you informed on that. And then city council Tuesday night. they're going to discuss putting a use tax on the ballot. A use tax is a tax. It's especially on things that are purchased over the internet. Those currently don't have, the city can't collect sales tax on things purchased on the internet, on some things purchased on the internet right now. If this was to happen, it would be the same rate as the city's current sales tax. The cumulative sales tax rate in the city is 2¾ cents. You pay about, oh, for every $100, it's $2.75 on a $100 purchase. Voters would vote on this at the August 3rd, 2021 election. And so the city council is currently, will be looking at that for the first time tonight. And then it will have to be read a second time before it's put on the ballot, probably in 2 weeks at the next city council meeting. So that's what I've got. That's what's going on. That'll work. Send it back to Wendy.
Thank you for the report, John. We do have additional details regarding the homicide in Avila at CarthageNewsOnline.com. And turning to sports, David's not with us today, so I'm sharing information regarding Carthage Youth Baseball and Carthage Youth Softball. Both signups take place Monday, March 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Carthage Senior High Commons at 2600 River Street. We encourage you to go out and play and sign up for a team and enjoy your spring this year. Additional sport information on CarthageOnline.com includes information regarding events at Missouri Southern. The Missouri Southern men's basketball team made 16 three-pointers en route to a 93-74 win over Pittsburgh State today on Robert Korn Court inside of Leggett and Platt Athletic Center. And the Missouri Southern men's track and field teams picked up an event win and 7 NCAA qualifying marks as the Lions competed in the UCM Classic hosted by Central Missouri. So good job, Lions. And our final update this week comes from the Jasper County Health Department. Registrations for COVID-19 vaccines must be made on the state site. Missouri residents can go to covidvaccine.mo.gov/navigator or call 1-877-435-8411. This will get you on a list for any upcoming clinics in the area. If you need any help registering, you can contact the Area Agency on Aging at 417-781-7562. Missouri residents should know that COVID-19 vaccinations are free, and there will be a National Guard vaccination clinic next week in Carthage. You must register for the state site, so make sure to go to covidvaccine.mo.gov/navigator for additional instructions. And wrapping up this week, we have additional events on our calendar. You can go to carthagenewsonline.com/calendar to find a blood drive from the American Red Cross on Thursday. On Friday, you'll find our virtual Carthage weekend review. And on Friday and Saturday, you can catch Art Central from noon to 5. They have the Joplin Regional Art Coalition's Kaleidoscope exhibition. And, of course, on Monday, March 1st, you can find Carthage Youth Baseball and Carthage Youth Softball registrations. And coming up soon, starting May 1st, we have the citywide yard sale. And we have additional information on that on our calendar, but we'll have some more information coming to you soon. And thank you so much for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesday. We're going to leave you with our weather doodle of a great outlook. Have a great week and enjoy the weather. Your 10 Minute Tuesday weather report is brought to you by Jeff Hodkin at American Family Insurance. Bright skies on Tuesday with high in 70s, cooling down significantly on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies continuing into Thursday. warming up a little bit on Friday, just in time to catch JRAC, Joplin Regional Artist Coalition, at Art Central on 13th Street. They're open from noon to 5 on Friday and Saturday. Slight chance of rain on Saturday, and sunny skies return on Sunday. Thanks for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesday.